News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Yeah, good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. January the 21st, Martin Luther King birthday. At least we're celebrating it today. 7:06 in the morning, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com, and Sun Gold is already in there. Good morning, Sonny. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
So, you've been having a good weekend?
Had a great weekend. Took the boat out yesterday. We were doing some stuff.
Now, is this the big boat or the one that I sold you that's probably never seen the water since?
It has seen the water a few times. And no, it was the larger, although larger is a relative term, 21 feet. No, we were out on Whiskey Town, which is more of a mud puddle right now. But
Whiskey Town is a mud puddle?
It's down about 14 feet, which makes the ramps a little tricky. It's kept full most of the time, but during the winter they keep it down to catch runoff.
What can't you drive out there? Or what kind of boat can't you have out on Whiskey Town?
You cannot have a personal watercraft on Whiskey Town, Lake.
Can you have a two cycle?
There's no restriction on two cycles.
Oh, okay.
They have been talking about it for years.
But there is none.
There is none at this time.
Okay.
We had to check when we got ours.
Well, I was just wondering because for some reason I thought that was true. All right. What's the weather going to be there today?
Partly cloudy skies, a high of 66 degrees. The low back down into the frosty zone, 30. And sun tomorrow, increasing clouds in the afternoon and a high around 65. Currently in Reading, we are looking at 28 chilly degrees. And the report, as always, brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards. Thursday nights, of course, is pizza. Friday and Saturday nights, dinners. Well, of course, they have dinners also Wednesday nights and brunches and lunches during the week. We're going to have them on later on. We're going to try and have them on later on this week or early next week about all the big things that are happening out there wine-wise. They're doing a lot, you know, they do all, of course, they bottle all their own wine out there. And they even use their own meat in many of the meals. And like I said, they have pizza night, which is the other night they just loaded the place up on Thursday nights because people like that handmade, hand thrown pizza that's done in the wood fire oven. So give them a call, 474-5546. And have a good time up there. Okay, what are we doing? Okay, we need to...
No Wells Fargo today.
Oh, no Wells Fargo. That's right, because markets are closed today because of Martin Luther King's birthday. All right, well, we've got a lot of things to talk about. We got Chris Street going to be in here in like 15 minutes. Going to be talking about his latest, about what's happening over in the Middle East, about what's happening in Algeria. Why the apparent sacrifice of all the hostages over there? I mean, they rolled in there and they were shooting. And why was that? Big things. One big thing is our troops are starting to come home from our National Guard. They started arriving yesterday, and this is just outstanding. It's bridge companies all over Afghanistan, building bridges, doing engineering work, and they brought everybody home. No casualties, and all are either home or on their way home right now. But we'll be right back after that, after these messages, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about I want to talk to you about something that happened to a little girl back east. And what happens when political correctness goes amok? We'll be right back after these messages. Carl and the Bot, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State.
The That's right. And Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. Thinking about a new heating and cooling system? Call Alliance. They'll show you how affordable a new system can be. It's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642. Or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Bob. Linda, of course, is still in her second week of her sabbatical to get all her music done let me see. The kitchen redone and you name it, it's there. You all understand what I'm going through right now. And hey, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Reading is observances begin at 8 a.m. inside the old City Hall at Market and Shasta Streets, right across the street from KCNR. And then a nationwide bell ringing will take place at 9 a.m., followed by a short walk to the courthouse where a prayer circle will take place at 10. Participants will then gather at the corner of Court and Yuba Streets for a march down the street to Martin Luther King Jr. Multicultural Center on Sheridan Street. Brunch will be served at 11 o'clock, followed by the celebration program from noon to 1:30. All federal, state, city, and county offices are closed. Banks, schools, and the post office will be closed. And if you've got your trash out for this morning to be taken away, it will not happen to tomorrow. So, okay. And I just mentioned is that the soldiers from the California National Guard's 132nd Multi-Role Bridge Company started arriving home yesterday at 1 o'clock. The unit had inspected about 31 buildings, built 9 bridges, tore down 7, and fixed more than 60. And you know what? They got them all home. They got them all home alive. Anyway, another group of more than 140 soldiers are set to arrive, were set to arrive last night at 8 o'clock. And 11 of the soldiers received Purple Hearts after they were injured during the war. Okay. Congratulations, men and women. And we're so happy to have you home. We're happy that you all came home with relatively unscathed. All right. You've got thank God we have school officials who are out there. let's shoot each other with bubbles. That terrorist remark led to a suspension for 10 days for this 5-year-old little girl. Appears that she has one of these Hello Kitty bubble blower. And when she told the other girl, little girl, let's shoot each other with bubbles, that was enough. That's all it took. 10-day suspension and a psych eval. And a psych eval, which found that she was very normal and that just, you know, she's fine. And the parents are just appalled. They're trying to get her into another school, but other schools won't let her in because she got suspended for. So, you know, let's shoot each other with bubbles. You know, okay.
You wish.
Let's talk about this just for a second. That terrible tragedy in Sandy Hook. But all of these knee-jerk reactions to things, like absolutely, you know, zero tolerance, zero tolerance, zero tolerance. Well, what if you had zero tolerance for breaking the law when it comes to marijuana? You talk about the jails being full now. How about tolerance? How about common sense? How about a 5-year-old with a little, and she did, oh, but here's the best part. She didn't even have it on campus. She just talked about it. Let's shoot each other with bubbles. You know, I guess, you know, when you start saying, well, if we make one exception, then we're, you know, the whole place will go crazy. You know, what is it? Why is it that I remember when I was in high school that we had shotguns in our trunks, you know, cause we go out shooting and go out hunting in the morning before we came to school right after. What is wrong with, you know, I mean, what has happened to that point in our country where you can't even, a 5-year-old can't be talking to her little girlfriend saying, let's, you know, let's shoot each other with bubbles, and it goes into a psych eval. And now the parents are talking about, you know what, we're going to sue you guys because this is on her record. We can't even transfer her to another school because she's got an incident of making a terrorist threat. She's five. She's five. You know. There's at a point when you have to say, come on, you know, this is what's going on. This is, you know, you wonder why the people are fighting so hard against any type of legislation about having a weapon or bullets or I should say cartridges or anything. You know why? It's because of this, because you could see that happening. You can see that happening, that they're just going to go so far, zero tolerance. The other thing too about the ten round magazines that the governor of New York just did, oh no, we're going to make them 7. Well, unless they grandfather them, which is what I understand they didn't, if I've heard that right, was they just probably took 95% of the handguns in New York and made them illegal. Oh yeah, amazing, huh?
That was the idea.
That was the idea. All right. Hey, our guest is on the phone here, Chris Street. Good morning, Chris.
How you doing, Carl? How's Redding?
Redding's great. It's this, I don't know if you were able to hear it over the phone when I was talking about this 5-year-old that got kicked out of school for 10 days and had to have a psych eval because she said, let's shoot each other with bubbles, because she had a Hello Kitty bubble, blower.
Those kitties are very, very dangerous.
Well, they are.
I mean, it's obviously going to have to go to the world court.
I'm surprised is that they didn't put handcuffs on her when they took her away. But she didn't even have the bubble blower at school. She just talked about it, and that was enough. And so.
It was one of these ones where you're preventing crime by getting into people's heads.
That's it. Well, you know what? She's, you know, and then her parents said, you know what? This is so ridiculous. We're going to put her into another school. Well, guess what? You can't put her in another school because she was suspended for terroristic threats. So, you know. This is where we're going to. This is where we're going to. Bad Bob, you
this
got ready.
This is in a database now. This is going to haunt her when she's like in her 30s or something, you know? It's just insane.
Well, she can now say she had a psych eval when she's 5. And then, of course, the psych eval found out she was normal. Of course. Anyway. Chris, what are we going to?
Carl, I wrote a piece over the weekend called The New Islamic Caliphate Challenges Western Crusaders, which speaks to the issue of the rise of a new Islamic revolutionary movement to the west of where America's been fighting for the last 3 decades, which was really to try to keep Persian Empire reawakening in the east.
Okay.
So my belief is that what you're seeing going on in Mali and across what used to be called the old Caliphate of the Moors is a rapidly rising revolutionary spirit that's going to really tear up the Middle East and have a huge impact on diminishing globalization.
Okay, let's take a break right now then, because we have to take a quick commercial break. But that's a great start. As soon as we come back, let's get into this, because if what you're saying, because and I've read your article, is correct, is it's going to change the whole Middle East and not the way we want it. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half-price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half-off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half-price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair, too. Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
Cattlemen's would like to announce a special all-night fundraiser and silent auction on Tuesday, January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Come enjoy Cattlemen's on January 22nd and mention the name Elliot when you come in. And Cattlemen's Restaurant will donate a portion of the proceeds to one area family. That's January 22nd to benefit the Myers family. Mention the name Elliot when you come and enjoy Cattlemen's, and a portion of the proceeds will be donated to the Myers family.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First, flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bach.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bach, KCNR, 1460, Community Radio. Community Talk Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567 is our phone number. It is 7:23 in the morning. Our guest is Chris Street. We're talking about a change in the Middle East, and it's not a change we're going to like. Good morning. Welcome back, Chris.
Well, it's good to be back, Carl.
So you're seeing is that, is it an uprising? Is it a change, of how they're doing it? And is this something that's going to sweep across the whole Middle East?
Well, I think people have to have a little sense of history. And sometimes, you know, Americans, since we weren't really involved in these ancient European and Islamic, battles of the, you know, after Christ, that we've only had sort of a small view of really what this problem is. You know, the United States in 1979, essentially after the Iranian hostage crisis, put a lot of force and energy into trying to constrain the rise of a new Persian Empire. And part of the way we did that was that we changed our policies to on the sea lanes and put a much more beefy sort of control of the American Navy along those areas. Now, this drove up the cost of energy and caused a lot of other turmoil as the area got much, you know, more dangerous and there was much more of a confrontational environment. At the same time, you know, the Persians, they call themselves Iranian now, but they think of themselves as a, you know, as really an empire, started funding a lot of these other activities out there, including the rise of other sort of revolutionary groups in the old Moorish Empire, which is Libya, Algeria, and that area. And as the world sort of spun around, Carl, eventually we had this issue in Serbia, in the old Yugoslavia, when there was a revolution there, and some of the one country that the Bosnians, which are Islamic, wanted independence, and the United States under Bill Clinton decided to support their independence, and we actually recruited a lot of these nutcases, violent Islamic nutcases, that we'd helped fund in Afghanistan and took them into Europe to support a revolution, you know, in the old Yugoslavia. Well, we basically trained them, armed them, and put them in tremendous capability so that years later in Iraq and Afghanistan, those have been the people that we've been fighting. Now, today, I'll give you some breaking news today. It's being announced in Pakistan that Pakistan is about to free all of the Taliban prisoners in their jails.
All of them?
This is part of a great big negotiation that clearly the Americans must be part of to exit Afghanistan. But as we're exiting Afghanistan, as the Islamic world knows we're sort of giving up on that part of the world, they're absolutely streaming in to the more western, what was called the Moorish Empire, and this is really all the way from Spain to, you know, Syria, and that's where these revolutionaries are headed.
Hey, Chris, well, let's go back here for a second. You said that in Pakistan they're going to release all the Taliban.
That's right. It's just hitting right now.
Okay. Now, are we so naive to think they're not going to go back and take, as we leave a part of the country, they're just not going to go back and take it over again? But, or is this something we've always known anyway?
Well, Carl, I believe this is the, you know, this is the hangover in the morning after the inaugural. That this was always there. You know, Obama timed this out so that he wouldn't have it as a distraction in the election, you know, which would have hurt him in the polls, uh-huh, or in his inaugural. But the fix is in. We're basically giving it up, and we're leaving. And that's a huge issue. And that's something that, clearly the American people were not in on.
Well, obviously not. Well, especially when they're doing – I know that in the during the Serbian-Croatian-Bosnian War, when I was ended up in Bosnia there, that it was a bloody, a very bloody – and these are people that lived together for 300 years as neighbors. We were killing each other off in horrendous amounts with no quarter at all. I mean, no quarter at all. Killing their neighbors that they'd grown up with. And,
right.
And so when I see this, and this was on both sides, by the way. And so when I see that, if this thing is spreading, because you're right, the Moorish campaigns going into Spain, their empire like this, is this something that, again, they want to reestablish? Is this what
you're
saying?
This is they dream in 1,000 years. You know, we dream in decades as Americans. You know, that for 700 years, they were the most powerful nation, richest on the earth from really 620 to, you know, 1258. And then they have a history that goes back farther, because these are the people that were Carthage. And I don't know if you remember when Hannibal took his 38,000 soldiers, uh-huh, and 8,000 cavalry and 37 elephants and almost conquered Spain by going over the Alps. So these people have a tremendous history of power and control that they've lost in the last, say, 500 years, and they want it back.
Well, I can and the part about when you say how Americans dream in decades, I'm not even sure we dream in decades. I think we're dreaming in four-year spurts.
Maybe we do.
And I think that's one of the biggest problems is we don't have a long-term plan like you would even in a business where you'd have a five-year and a 10-year plan. Hey, we've got to take a break here, Chris, for the news. When we come back, I want to continue on this and tie in what happened in Algeria with all the, with what you're saying right here and the things that you've written. We'll be right back. Carl Lindebach, KCNR 1460, community radio for the North State.
From the Fox Business Network, oil is slipping off a four-month high today as Eurozone finance ministers prepare to meet in Brussels. Markets here in the U.S. are closed for the Martin Luther King Day holiday, but a stronger dollar also is putting pressure on oil prices by making crude more expensive for traders using other currencies. And there's one CEO who can't complain about his paycheck last year, Disney CEO Robert Iger. His pay package climbed 20% in 2012 to more than $40 million. More than 90% of Iger's compensation was based on Disney's earnings and share price performance. Since Iger became CEO in 2005, Disney's stock has more than doubled, including rising by a third last year. And holy windfall, Batman, the iconic Batmobile from the 1960s Batman TV series, sold for $4.6 million at an auction in Scottsdale, Arizona Saturday. The car was transformed into the sleek crime-fighting machine from a 1955 future concept car by owner George Barris. The winning bidder was not disclosed. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Diane Macedo.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Everybody's talking about Tapas Downtown, restaurant and bar, bringing fresh new flavors to downtown Reading. A great place to meet for any meal, Tapas Downtown is locally owned and offers a casual dining experience and an all-original menu. Try us for Tapa Hour, tasty cocktails and tapa specials every day, including late night on Friday and Saturdays. Find us in downtown Reading on Oregon Street or call 247-7299. Tapas Downtown, always fresh, always delicious, never a dull meal.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh. Linda, of course, on sabbatical. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. It's 28 degrees out there. Head on into Espresso Joe's. Get that latte, get that cappuccino, just get that big cup of Joe. And they will fix it any way you want it for a great price. Veterans get discounts there. And of course, they meet or beat. Meet or beat any prices in town on tobacco. Joe and Shelly have been there for 30 years supporting our community. And doing a lot of great things for Reading in the North State. That's Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Our guest is Chris Street, a well-known economist, talk show host, national counselor on things economic, and writing about is the Moorish Empire. Do they want it back? Is that what's happening right now that we're starting to see in the Middle East?
Well, that's exactly right, Carl. The United States has managed to fund these people, originally in Afghanistan, then on to, as I said, in Bosnia and Yugoslavia. then they came back and fought us in Afghanistan and Iraq, and the Obama administration really decided that somehow we could pacify these people if we helped them in a revolution in the old Moorish Empire, which is really Algeria, Libya, and, of course, they established the Cairo in Egypt as their capital city. So we actually brought these, encouraged these people to come back to that area and, you know, in the Arab Spring.
Hey, Chris, is this...
They have revolts.
Hey, Chris, is this, if you stop picking on us, we'll give you money and guns to go fight over there?
Well, this is that guy. Well, first of all, you got to remember Obama's narrative. He believes in this narrative that I'm okay, you're okay. We're all common people, and that it, we should be able to work together. If I respect your environment, you know, I understand your colonial background and the pain that that suffered. And this is the new America. We are going to be the liberator and the encourager of these movements.
Ah,
it's very high sounding, and it makes you feel good as an academic.
Lead from the rear.
I'm a college professor, so I understand that.
Yeah, it doesn't do you a lot of good if you're out there one of the hostages taken over there in Algeria. But the okay, so we're going to lead from the rear. We're going to say we're all the same, and that we understand what you want. What's the bottom line on this? Is this a? I mean, what happened? What happened in Algeria? You know, I just read, I read an article that you wrote in this about how the Algerians are literally saying, we're going to stop this and we're not going to let this, not this, let this happen. And we don't care really what you think if we're going to go in there and kill them all.
Well, that's exactly right. In the takeover of this oil field, this is just something America's learning about because we had a couple Americans in this and it was a bigger footprint issue than the ones before. There have been kidnappings going on in this area for about the last 6 or 7 years, and they've raised tens of millions of dollars. This was finally a big enough one, and it was coming, you know, at a time when, you know, the Islamic Salafists are called, and that's what they call themselves, the Salafist, not really Al-Qaeda. That's a belief in revolutionary Islam. But the Salafists had pulled off this takeover and thought it was just a normal, you know, shakedown, kidnapping, and the Algerians, having fought a civil war for 10 years from 1990 to 2000 and lost 200,000 people in it, decided we're just going to kill them all and let God sort out the innocent.
Allah.
And that's what they did.
Well, that's it. You know, they went in there, and it's kind of like what they saw was happening in the other countries and said, you know what, this isn't going to happen. We're going to maintain this. And what are the foreign countries going to do? Are they going to, you know, I hate to say this, but one or two Americans, three or four Brits. And then, you know, so they're not too concerned about this. Are the French concerned about this?
Well, there's 53 you know, foreigners that have been killed in this, and most of these are Europeans and some Americans. So the French, you know, really have no choice because people don't realize that France is 76% nuclear energy. You know how those Europeans don't like nuclear energy, right?
Well, the French love it.
For France.
And they're doing a good job with it.
Well, that's right. France creates nuclear energy at about, you know, 3 mils per kilowatt and is able to sell it into Europe for about 15 mils per kilowatt. It's one of their biggest exports, and, of course, it pays for it. It gives them very, you know, subsidized energy all over France, but they get their uranium from this part of the world. And so there, so France has a long colonial history here, and, you know, in 2010, the French president, Nicolas Sarkozy, actually declared war on Al-Qaeda in the Islamic Maghreb. You'll hear this AQIM, and, of course, AQIM declared war on France. Well, the level of violence and the level of skill in these kind of operations are really military movements that, you know, these people have learned from the being trained by the United States and others. So this is a real war, and this is going to be a real tough war.
Well, and it is. The I think they've got 2,000 of their own troops in there. They were, you know, trying to, you know, trying to reinforce what's there. So, so where's it going? Okay, so the Algerians are going to take this back. But what can we see in the future here? You say Spain, and you say others from where the Moorish Empire was. Didn't they push, and they were pushing into Europe, at one time, and I was told when I was there that the reason that the lines were the country lines were drawn the way they were is where they'd stop the Moor, and when they'd stop the Moors, the Muslims coming across Europe.
Well, that's exactly right. You know, the Moors were in Spain, they were in southern France, they were in Italy, and they pushed all the way to the gates of Vienna, and they were defeated in the gates of Vienna in, I believe, 1600. But when they retreated, they left coffee there. That's how the West learned about coffee. They left their coffee beans. So this had really been a demarcation. You know, what we called the Dark Ages was their Bright Ages. They were on top of the world in Europe, and the West was, you know, really put down. But as our, you know, sort of Renaissance, the Renaissance was really putting down, you know, the Moorish Empire. So they see this, they see their period now as the end of their Dark Ages and the rise of their new caliphate. And I think it's important, Carl, to understand that America's been spending $360 billion a year, roughly $5 per gallon of gas that Americans burn, to keep the sea lanes open in the Middle East. Now, we're energy independent and fast getting that way, even if Obama's not going to be able to stop that. But the United States is backing out of the Middle East, and this is going to be Europe, India, China, and Japan's problem. And you think the violence is bad now. In the future, this is going to be much, much
okay,
bigger.
Let's hold on to that thought, and because I want to talk about that when we get back after these messages. But I believe you're right. I think we're on our way to energy independence. And I would like to hope, as the president, it would be a part of this. But let's talk about what you mean is that, you know, after, you know, when we pull out, things are going to get rougher. We'll talk about that as soon as we get back from these messages.
The caller said he was in San Francisco when his motorhome got stuck while exiting a steep driveway and blocked a traffic lane. A tow truck had to be called to pull me free, and the police were not very happy. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. He said, I have been to every RV repair place from the Bay Area to Redding, and no one could help me. The rear end is sagging and it drags in many driveways. The manufacturer is out of business and new springs are not available. I recommended we rebuild the springs and re-arch them to gain more height. I also recommended adding two more leaves per side to compensate for the weight of cargo. He called me a few months later. I just went through the same driveway I got stuck in before. I was nervous, but this time it was perfect. Well, the tow truck driver missed out, but I'm sure the police were happy. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hello, Frank and Kathy Muse with Northern Lights Energy. Well, winter's finally here. If you've been waiting to fill your tank, now is the time. We employ some of the best delivery drivers out there. So give Danny a call and get on the dispatch. And if you're in the mountains, you might see a dog sled pull up with a 55-gallon barrel strapped on it. We will get to you. Be patient. For all the folks with no power, we have a lot of portable heaters ready to go and odorless kerosene. If you need propane, we have 25 to 1-gallon bottles ready to go. Stop by the plant, even if it's raining, we'll go outside and wait on you. If you have a small heater or an older one and you want to trade up, give Johnny or Bobby a call. We'll see what we can do to get you into a new heater, or maybe a tune-up. With everybody using online for ordering fuel or paying their bills, Kathy and Sherry are feeling a little neglected. So give them a call and say hello. 241-2196. From all of us at Northern Lights Energy, thanks a lot.
Northern Lights Energy.
Hear us streaming 24/7 on KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Buck. KCNR 1460. 530-605-456. That was our phone number, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. This portion of the show brought to you by Home Helpers, serving Shasta County since 2004 with over 50 caregivers, providing extraordinary assistance, including transport, light housekeeping, cooking, laundry, medication reminders, and personal care. All employees are background checked, drug and OMB screened, bonded, and insured. And you want to find out if you need help, if your family needs help, if those loved ones need some assistance, give Sharon a call and schedule a complimentary in-home assessment at 530-226-8350. That's 530-226-8350, Home Helpers. Our guest is Chris Street. We're talking about, it looks like the Moorish Empire is on its way back. Is that right, Chris?
Well, that's absolutely right. And they're coming back in a very violent way, Carl. And quite frankly, America has done everything possible to fund, encourage, and start this. And now we're riding a whirlwind, you know, that's going to be decades of trouble and hell in the area.
And we funded this, as you said earlier, by, you know, we're helping the Bosnians. We were helping other sorts that now have now funneled into the Middle East and using Egypt as, what is their springboard?
Well, Egypt, remember, is the capital city that was built by the Moors. The real springboard of this is Algeria and Libya. That's where the most violent people, that's where the greatest history was. That was their center of power and culture. In Syria, you know, the Assad was basically beating the rebels until the United States allowed the Libyan Salafists that, you know, took over Libya from Colonel Gaddafi to take arms and shoulder-fired missiles and go into Syria. And you've seen the bloodletting in Syria is a good beginning of what this is going to look like pretty much around the whole area.
And you said that Europe, you know, India, Japan are just going to, or haven't even experienced any of this yet, but will. What do you mean by that?
Well, as I said, the United States has been subsidizing, you know, these countries, Europe, India, well, really India, China, and Japan, because we've paid the military cost and the naval cost of supporting this. As I like to put it in, this is like adding $5 a gallon for every American, for every gallon they burn, as our cost to keep the sea lanes open. You know, the only aircraft carriers in the world is the United States has 11. The French have one. The Russians have one. The Indians have one, and the Chinese have one. So, and they don't, of course, do anything with them. But you're going to see these countries have to build real navies just to keep themselves supplied with oil. Now, the United States energy independence, this is going to drive manufacturing back here because the Middle East is not only going to be expensive, it's going to be highly violent. And, you know, long term, Carl, this is actually probably a positive for the United States. But Barack Obama and his policies are absolutely a disaster in this area.
And you say they're a disaster because the way we've been funding, we've been funding them and supporting, even if it was with maybe perhaps other ideas in mind, but it's going to make Europe, we're going to set Europe ablaze eventually unless they get out there to take care of the sea lanes. As we pull out and we put our aircraft carrier someplace else, we're going to then protect what we have and then continue our own, exploration and our own energy independence. So it's going to be, is it essentially then going to be a war in Europe against the new Moorish Empire and then we're on the sidelines or we're going to be engaging too?
Well, it's hard to say, but, you know, this, as I said, this is sort of in military terms, they call this giving Winchesters to Indians. You know, we've given the training, the arms, we've allowed this to happen as the United States, and now we're going to basically bug out and leave the mess behind. You know, the United States will still have a presence there. We will still provide, you know, Israel with, you know, logistics and maybe air tankers and things like that. But Barack Obama has so destroyed our position in the Middle East. In Afghanistan, there were 575 dead under Bush in 7 years and 3,000 wounded. under Obama, there's 1,600 dead and 16,000 wounded in Afghanistan. These policies are just a disaster, and we're going to leave the world, you know, really in hell as we back out. And that's we're backing out, not, you know, withdrawing with...
Yeah, frankly, Chris, I see nothing. I see after we pull out of we're pulling out right now out of Afghanistan. I see nothing that's going to keep the Taliban or other entities from going back in there and taking over again. Karzai's not.
The next day.
Yeah, I mean, it's just the way, if you look at the terrain and you look at the people and we're there, the only way you're going to manage it is to have, you know, to have boots on the ground, and we're not going to do that. You know, we've been in enough of these wars. I don't see any clear, you know, his transit strategy to get out of there, his exit strategy from Obama and his scholars there. I'm not sure what have they accomplished at this. I mean, at least when Bush went in there, he chased the Taliban out and, you know, kept them out, but then I have no idea what's going to happen, except when the day that our troops leave is the day that you're going to see little girls starting to get their fingers chopped off because they want to go to school.
Well, that's exactly right, Carl. You know, this was a political effort by Barack Obama in Afghanistan. You know, the war, there really wasn't much going on in 2008, and Bush had it quiet. You know, the Taliban was in the mountains and in the countryside, and everybody was sort of getting along. Maybe not well, but they were getting along. You know, Barack Obama made this into a narrative and a picture book war, you know, put 100,000-plus American fighting men in just absolutely a meat grinder, didn't support him, and now we're basically being chased out. We are bugging out as losers here. That's all you can call about it. It's just, and of course, Barack Obama did not acknowledge this and wouldn't have acknowledged this until after his election and inaugural. To me, it's one of the greatest disasters in American, you know, foreign and military policy. And at least in Vietnam, we fought the good fight, and, you know, we did leave, but we fought the good fight. Here we just went into a meat grinder and never got the support, and we're going to leave with our tail between our legs.
Well, not the military tail.
Military brave and did a wonderful job.
I understand what you're saying. No, I understand what you're saying. You know, I've been saying it here for a year that where are we going with this thing? We keep grinding our kids up, and I don't see any good reason for this, and nor do I see any light at the end of the tunnel. Hey, we got to take a quick break. Our guest is Chris Street. Chris, we come back. Just give us your conclusions here, and until next time, we'll be right back. Carl on the Bot, KCNR 1460.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Reading Police Chief Robert Pelletti. On January 30th at 6 p.m. in the council chambers, I am going to hold my first town hall meeting to discuss crime in our community and update the community on changes and goals setting for the Reading Police Department. I encourage the community to please attend, and after I do my update, I will answer any questions that the community has so that I can learn about your concerns as well.
That's the town hall meeting with RPD Chief Robert Pelletti at the Reading City Council Chambers, 6 p.m. on Wednesday, January 30th.
Reading School of the Arts presents Disney's The Little Mermaid at the David Marr Theater in Reading on February 1st, 2nd, and 9th. Adapted from the 2008 Disney Broadway production, this musical features the hit songs Part of Your World, She's in Love, and the Oscar-winning song Under the Sea, all with live music. Have your picture taken with your favorite character after each performance. Tickets may be purchased at the Cascade box office, online at cascadetheater.org, or by calling 243-8877.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. Drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Free Fire Radio. It's a target-rich environment.
Yeah, welcome back. This is KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State, Carl Bott. This portion of the show brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 4,000 happy customers in Tehama and Shasta County. Senior and veterans discounts, competitive prices, locally owned, family operated. What can I say? Shasta Gas Propane, a great place to get your propane and stay warm. Give them a call, 530-365-3793, 530-365-3793. And I want to remind everybody is that the, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., 8 a.m. inside the old City Hall at Market and Shasta Streets, right across the street from KCNR, it will begin there. And there's going to be a bell ringing will take place at 9 o'clock, and we'll get into some more as we go along here. But it starts at 8 a.m., just in a few minutes, inside the old City Hall on Market and Shasta Streets. Our guest, Chris Street. Chris, we got, 4 minutes. What do you see happening here?
Well, Carl, to some degree, this is, as I said, this will be one of the great, you know, foreign policy disasters in the history of the world. Barack Obama's Arab Spring and the efforts to pour money and training and support into the rise of Libya, Algeria, and Syria is boomeranging on the United States, Europe, and really, I would say, China, India, and Japan, and creating a monstrous revolutionary environment in the western part of the Middle East that's going to go on for decades. It'll involve Europe, and it'll really involve those other powers. For the United States, we have peaked in our naval deployment in the Middle East. That will go down dramatically, as I broke just on your show a few minutes ago, that Pakistan is now going to release Taliban prisoners. There'll be a quote-unquote political settlement in Afghanistan with the Taliban, which means America leaves and the Taliban takes control. And for the United States, some of this is positive. We happen to be fortunate to have energy independence coming very, very rapidly in the United States. And you've just seen the beginning of it. The technology for oil and gas drilling and exploration and distribution is actually going up very, very fast here. United States will be the new Saudi Arabia, the largest energy exporter within 10 years. And for Americans, you know, those jobs which were, you know, labor was cheap overseas. Well, it may be cheap labor, but energy is going to be expensive overseas. Energy is going to be cheap in the United States, and that'll drive labor here. And you'll see employment coming back in manufacturing. Last month, you had the largest increase in manufacturing since really 2007. So long-term, Carl, the United States is going to come out on this, you know, like we always do. We always win because of our capitalist side and our competitive private sector. But on the public side, this is clearly a disaster and going to create a lot of hell for the rest of the world.
Okay.
Hey, Carl, we had a call from Jay, the cab driver. He couldn't get on. He didn't have time to get on the air. But his question was, the demilitarized, essentially, Europe that we've been basically protecting them and fighting their battles for them, how are they going to handle all this, Chris?
Well, we got 1 minute, Chris.
They're going to militarize. This is going to be a rapid militarization, especially in Europe. They're going to be in a shooting war with the Middle East.
Okay, you heard it first here. Now, just remember is what you heard today is that Pakistan is going to be releasing Taliban prisoners they've been holding. All right, Chris, hey, as usual, we love having you on, and it won't be the only time. You need to come on here, Chris. I understand you're moving up here.
Well, I'm talking about it. Yes, I am. My parents live up there. And remember, Redding is the sunniest city in California.
And we love it up here. Okay, thanks a lot. Chris Street's been our guest talking about the future in the Middle East. We'll be right back after these messages. KCNR 1460, Carl and Linda Bott, Community Radio for the North State.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Redding by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. The president is at the Capitol.
Barack Obama back to back.
She's there celebrating his second term. The inauguration festivities are underway. The ceremonial oath comes later this hour. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern live outside.
Members of Congress and other dignitaries have made their way to the Capitol Rotunda and out to the large elevated stage here on the west front of the U.S. Capitol. This hour, the main event, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor will preside over Vice President Biden swearing in. Chief Justice John Roberts then will deliver the oath to President Obama. Hundreds of thousands will witness a bundled-up crowd now lines the National Mall between the Capitol Dome and the Washington Monument, the flashbulbs visible far off in the distance, Dave.
Now, Jared, on this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, one of the two Bibles that will be used as a swearing-in was one King used when traveling. The other was used in President Lincoln's first inauguration. There's new information on those killed in the now-ended terrorist hostage standoff in Algeria. Fox News Radio's Simon Owen reports live.
Dave, a U.S. official saying three Americans were killed in this siege in the Sahara Desert. Seven others were able to escape. Algeria says a total of 37 foreign hostages died. Five more are missing. Algerian Prime Minister Abdelmalek Salal also reporting the attackers included two Canadians. 29 kidnappers were killed. Three have been arrested. The group claiming responsibility is warning it plans to launch similar attacks. Dave?
No, Simon, they're having a ball in Baltimore. And fans are fired up in San Francisco.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so emotional right now.
His 49ers will play the Ravens. Both teams won their conference championship games yesterday. The Super Bowl is 2 weeks from yesterday. It's a brother versus brother showdown. Jim Harbaugh is San Francisco's head coach. John coaches Baltimore. Fox News Radio. Barron balanced.
My Mercedes-Benz dealership has a courtesy car waiting for me. It's easy for me
to... I come in, they always use Mercedes-Benz genuine parts.
And they always have my favorite coffee. I just feel so comfortable.
Personal attention and exceptional customer care. As a Mercedes-Benz owner, it's what you deserve and what you'll get.
My smooth ride.
My genuine sense.
My comfort zone. My service.
To learn more, visit mbusa.com/myservice.
Services vary. Available at participating dealers.
Alka-Seltzer Plus presents The Cold Truth.
I have a cold. I took NyQuil cold and flu, but I'm still stopped up.
Well, it may treat many cold symptoms, but it doesn't have a nasal decongestant.
Really?
Try Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels to relieve your worst cold symptoms, including your stuffy nose.
Oh, that sounds much better.
And soon, so will you. Alka-Seltzer Plus Night Liquid Gels.
Oh, what a relief it is.
Use as directed. And save a dollar when you visit Alka-Seltzer on Facebook.
As President Obama begins his second term, the budget and debt limit are among the biggest issues.
The Democratic-controlled Senate hasn't passed a budget in almost 4 years, but third-ranking Senate Democrat New York's Chuck Schumer tells NBC's Meet the Press,
"We're going to do a budget this year, and it's going to have revenues in it, and our Republican colleagues better get used to that fact."
Senator Schumer saying his party's budget will also include tax law changes to attract support from the other side, while House Republicans have indicated they'd be willing to raise the debt limit temporarily, with a requirement that a budget finally be passed. They also say they'd rather see spending cuts than see more taxes. Jeff Manasso, Fox News Radio.
Now, we're just now learning Republicans could schedule that House vote on the debt limit Wednesday. They want to extend the U.S.'s borrowing ability for 3 more months. He's a pirate on the Internet. And he's back.
Kim.com is back in business. He's the Internet kingpin accused by the U.S. of pirating $500 million in entertainment. .com has launched a new file-sharing website. It's called Mega and features technology that won't necessarily shield the company or its users from copyright liability, but may make it harder for copyright holders to identify illegal content. .com's old site, Mega Upload, was shut down by the U.S., which spent a year trying to extradite him to the U.S. for trial. His case remains tied up in New Zealand courts. There is no timetable for when it might end. Bill Vitka, Fox News Radio.
It is icy cold in some of the northern U.S.
You always say it's the worst you've seen, but, I mean, this year, definitely the worst.
He's in Minneapolis, where it's 9 below zero. In Langdon, North Dakota, it feels like 42 below, prompting wind chill warnings in the Dakotas, Minnesota, and Iowa. Could Seattle get a basketball team again? AP reports the Sacramento Kings owners have agreed to sell the NBA team to a Seattle investor who wants to move them north and resurrect the Supersonics. NBA owners have to approve it. Sacramento's mayor is trying to keep the team there. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Fox News was brought to you this hour on AM 1460 by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Now accepting Anthem Blue Cross, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. This is Carl Bott. This is the second hour of Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. Community radio for the North State. You know, we said that because we believe that's what it is. 18 local programs. We're growing, picking up a couple more here, all local. And we're just, the idea of providing local input and a voice for our people is just the reason we started here, and we're just really happy it's working. The time is 8:05 in the morning. Our phone line's here, 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And no, Linda has not quit the show. Now, it hasn't been is the fact that, you know, in fact, her little chair right here is, you know, every day I come in and pat it.
Because the white roses.
Put white roses on it because, you know, she's in the middle of changing everything up. And, you know, I guess y'all can understand this if you're married, but she has, you know, she's cataloging music. She's painting her offices. She's doing all these things that you have to do, but you have to do it at one time. You can't piecemeal this stuff or it just doesn't happen as I find out to do things. But Bad Bob, start us off with the weather here.
Some clouds this morning, going to give way to generally sunny skies the afternoon. Look for a high around 66 degrees, not a whole lot of wind. Clouds tonight, low about 30 chilly degrees. Pile on the blankets and a dog or two. And tomorrow we'll see partly cloudy skies in the morning and a high near 65. And currently in Reading, we are showing 28 degrees with the report brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
Anselmo Vineyards, you know, lunches, brunches on Sundays, dinners of just outstanding. Standing quality. And of course, pizza night on Thursday nights, you know, handmade, cooked in their own wood-fired oven that they built out there strictly for pizzas and their fresh bread. What a great place. The ambiance, the service, the whole thing, and the wines, of course, the wines, award-winning wines. That's Anselmo's. Give them a call at 474-5546, just a short drive out of Palo Cedro. Terry, good morning.
How you doing, Carl?
Well, you know, I want to talk to you about a couple of things here.
Okay.
You first. You tell me what's going on tonight, and okay. Then I'll
tonight
talk to you.
Tonight at the tea party at 2570 Bonneview Road at Destiny Fellowship Church, we have Mike Stewart coming in. And Mike was a colonel in the Army, a principal at Enterprise High School, superintendent at Shasta County of Schools. He's an expert in gun issues, and he's going to be talking to people about not only gun issues tonight, which we're pretty excited to have this guy in, but he's also going to be talking about what we can do in the schools. And I think that's really something that we need to focus on. And I know there's been a lot of people who are retired sheriffs, retired police officers that are willing to help. Yet, in this community, at least, I know other communities have gotten these guys involved. And in this community, we really haven't had that yet. I think we've got a lot more resources for these types of things than we're utilizing.
Well, let me say something about this. This, as far as I'm concerned, you know, we're talking, and I've said this over and over and over again, that, you know, we're into this gun debate that's not going to be solved. You know, you can be, you know, you're going to get, you know, nothing except, you know, splitting people even more over this. When the first thing we should be saying is, how can we safeguard our children? How can we secure our schools?
Agreed.
Safeguard our schools. And that's what we ought to be looking at. And, you know, frankly, putting another armed guy on campus, okay, maybe. But I tell you, just there are little things that you can do that can help. And I believe that, so, you know, that we could do that right here in Shasta County. It's going to cost some money, so we as a community have to come together. We have to get together on this and figure out what it takes. And I think you're going to be seeing a plan here in the near future about what we can do to help our community keep our schools safer. And the, like I said, the gun debate, especially when you're in places like Northern California, you're in the, you know, the Midwest, the Big Sky states, the Southeast and the Southwest, you know, we have a culture that we enjoy shooting. You know, guns are part of our lives. And to start to try to start trying to take them away, even Clinton, even Bill Clinton was saying this. He comes from a rural culture. It's completely different mind thought than your New Yorkers that live in on 3rd and 33rd Street. So, you know, instead of dividing our country, Obama should be standing out there. This is what we can do immediately to fix our, to help safeguard our schools.
You think he really wants to? You know, I think the thing is, too, is that Mike Stewart tonight will be talking about those issues, I mean, all those issues, and I think that probably if there is any kind of task force or community group or if the chief is doing anything on this issue, I'm sure that he's already consulted or is talking to Mike. So this is going to be a great thing tonight. But the rally we had on Saturday was incredible. We had, the paper said over 200, it was really over 300.
I figured that was short a few hundred.
And also in New York City, we had 2,000. So, I mean, all across the nation, people were doing it. Wairika, they jammed up Main Street. There were hundreds. There were people actually parking their cars and standing, just getting over and standing on the road with people. I mean, this is really something. Again, you know, you always kind of look at this thing and you realize what a big deal they're making of the Second Amendment right now and how they're trying to take away our rights. And you just get the feeling there's something else that they're trying to do while they try to pass laws that they know
It's got nothing to do with guns. We all know it's got nothing to do. I mean, it has very little to do.
Debt ceiling.
With guns. This is, you know, it's got to do with, you know, control. It takes everybody's mind, you're right, off the debt ceiling. It takes their mind off the fact that, the economy is still, is not back on its feet yet. You know, the fact that, you know, 70% of the people still think we're going in the wrong direction. However, 55% really like President Obama.
Well, a lot of that is how those things are phrased.
Yeah, well, I know
how they
phrase
those questions. But, you know, you hit the nail on the head, Carl. You hit it with one sentence the other day. They want control. I mean, period.
That's the whole thing.
I mean, that's the whole thing. They want to control every aspect of our lives.
And, you know, I tell you what, some of these, and some of the laws have been passed, and we got to take a break here. But, some, you know, when they talk about the laws, you know, doctors asking you questions that are going to go into some kind of big cloud in the sky that to make sure that we're all safe. You know, are there guns in your house? What are some of the other things? Anyway, there, you know, but things like this that they're going to be forced to ask. I mean, frankly, it's none of their business if I have guns in my house or that I eat radishes.
Did you threaten someone with bubbles when you were six?
Oh, and did you, I don't know if you heard earlier about the 5-year-old that was suspended for 10 days and had to take a psych eval because she said, let's shoot each other with bubbles because she had a Hello Kitty bubble, you know, a bubble,
good grief,
bubble blower, and it wasn't even at school. I know. I know. See, but see, this is, and I've got to take a break here, but see, this is where it's going, is that we've leaned so far over that zero tolerance, but there's no such thing for zero tolerance if it talks about violence in videos or violence in the movies. Or, you know, violence like this. And when I come back, you know, we're waiting for, if Congressman LaMalfa can get through on this. I know that he's had a lot of other things. I want to talk about Zero Dark 30. So anyway, Terry, thanks for what you do.
You too, pal.
All right. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. All right. We're going to take a break here. Remember, head on down to the Fellowship Church there on, was it Bonaventura? No, Bonneview.
Bonneview.
Bonneview, yes. Because they're going to be talking about how do you keep your school safe tonight. That's at 6 p.m. Head on down there. We come back. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about Zero Dark 30 and the fact that torture was depicted in this film. And this, of course, is the film that was set up to go after, Bin Laden. And we'll come right back. Machine guns ready to go. Are you ready? Hey, are you ready for this? Are you hanging on the edge of your seat? Out of the doorway, the bullets rip. This is the sound of the beast, yeah.
Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Redding, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
I received a call from a new car dealer in the Bay Area. He said, a customer has complained his new car has a prominent pull to the left. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. They had three different shops align it. They also replaced the tires, then put on new wheels too. Still the pull was there. He said, if you cannot correct the problem, we will have to buy the car back. We aligned the front wheels to factory specifications and then checked the rear axle. Rear axles are often factory set and are not adjustable. If there is a mistake in manufacturing, the rear axle will cause the vehicle to pull to the side. It required a modification to the rear mounts to bring it into alignment. This is not a standard alignment procedure, but a frame repair procedure, and necessary if the vehicle is ever to drive straight. Coachmaster has specialized in difficult wheel alignments and frame repair for over 43 years. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Wind River Casino's ultimate tailgate party is the talk of the town for football fans. Come on down and be part of the big game event. The ultimate tailgate party. A Wind River Casino signature event. On Sunday, February 3rd, the event center will transform into a football frenzy and roar with the thrill of the big game. Plus, party with our special guests, the Raiderettes. Doors open at 2, game at 3. Best food yet, drink specials, party favors, kickoff for cash drawings. Free slot play and tailgate fun. Watch the game on two giant TV screens. $20 per person. Or $160 for a table of 10. This event sells out fast. Get your tickets now online or at the River Club. Wind River Casino is the only place in town that offers all this hard-hitting football action in one package. And don't forget, Wind River's free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. For details, log on to windriver.com. Or better yet, head on down for your greatest gaming experience ever. At Wind River Casino, your ultimate tailgating headquarters. Must be 21 to attend this extreme event. It's better on the river.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Watt, KCNR 1460. Linda, of course, is in the middle of getting, you know, offices painted and music cataloged and all that. Tomorrow we'll have my guest co-host tomorrow. I believe it's going to be Ruth Angel. So, yeah, Ruth's good. So we'll get into, you know.
I like Ruth.
We like Ruth. Ruth is, I mean, Ruth,
feisty.
You know, she cuts it loose. I'll tell you that. Was talking about, let's start all over again and say this portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's, great coffee, 28 degrees out there, my friends. So you might want to, you know, wrap yourself around a warm coffee, a cup of coffee, put a couple in each pocket. And then they meet or beat any prices for tobacco products in this town. And they have a wonderful, wonderful legacy of helping the people in this community. Joe and Shelley do at Tobacco and Brew. Over 30 years in the business. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Old Dark 30. The story about going after Bin Laden. And the story unfolds. And they've used, you know, it's, They've used the classified material and all this, interviews and this thing. And I guess the bottom line is, if you're expecting to see a whole movie of the SEAL teams getting ready and they're going in, or no, it's not like that at all. Maybe 10 or 12 minutes, maybe 12 minutes of the movie is devoted to going after the target itself, in this case, Bin Laden, and actions on the ground there. Obama, by the way, President Obama's name, I don't think was mentioned in this. They did show some video of him when he said there will be no more torture, there'll be none of this, in the United States, from our country. they showed that. But when they were talking about the attack itself, they never really mentioned Obama's name. And I found that interesting. Anyway, but one of the things it did depict, and I saw this in the news the other day because people were really upset with the director, was you depicted torture and that it worked. Well, yeah, it did. And it was depicted. The waterboarding, taking somebody, humiliation of a prisoner by stripping him naked in front of a woman, putting a dog collar around his neck and making him, you know, go around his hands and knees, then putting him into this little box to break him. And now this was, as it turned, you know, as this fellow himself was the financier of the ones that blew up the World Trade Center, of course. So if you're taking a look at that. So torture, the United States torturing somebody. Yeah, they did. And it showed that they were after him day in and day out, trying to find bin Laden and what they did, the time, the effort, the years it took and how it was driven, of course, by the CIA. The agency was in, you know, out there on the streets looking for people to try and link them to bin Laden. And one woman, Maya, I believe her name was in the movie, how she was kind of the driving force behind this. Now, I don't, in the sense that she lost two of her friends. They thought they had a direct link to bin Laden. The Jordanians had allowed had vetted the guy. They meet with him on a base in Afghanistan. The guy has got in a car with a car bomb, kills two senior, and they're both women, CIA, agents. I don't guess you could call them agents. They would be more of in the managerial and the supervisory positions, but killed two of them and probably 10 other people in this blast. And then what the CIA and the other agencies, and it wasn't just CIA, but all the other agencies had to do to run this man down. And it took that long. It took that long to find him. But once they found him, they weren't sure. But once they found him, for over 120 days, they had, you know, drones orbiting up, you know, over, you know, 60,000 feet in the air, and never could. They never saw him. They were just at the end 65% sure when they decided to launch. Anyway, it's probably worth going there. I mean, it's a movie that is very graphic in the details. So be prepared for that. Zero Dark Thirty. Great job of acting. By that woman that she's, in fact, she's been nominated for Academy Award. We've got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Carl Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account and this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Hello, Americans. You know what the news is. Now you're going to know the rest of the story. This is Paul Marvey for Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning. A local family needed a new heating and cooling system, but they never found anyone better than Alliance. We learned long ago that it's the people that make our systems better. Alliance Heating and Air Conditioning, 221-2642, or visit us online at homecomfort.org. And that's the rest of the story. Good day.
Maaco, America's number one paint and body shop, is having a half price sale. Get our most popular paint service for a great price. Make your car look like new with half off service that restores color and shine, increase the value of your vehicle, and will have you driving with a newfound sense of confidence. The half price sale. Going on now at your local Maaco. And don't forget to ask about our collision repair too. Maaco. America's number one paint and body shop.
Call Maaco in Reading, 530-226-0992.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab.
At Reading Yellow Cab, we have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night in the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation with clean, comfortable cabs. Give us a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
MTC Door, the North State's premier door and finish company, wants you to know you don't have to put up with that worn-out leaky front door or that sticky bedroom door with a hole in it. An old exterior door can be unsightly, and it can cost you money in lost heating and cooling. MTC Door can have your old door out and that new one in the same day. Add new hardware, and you've increased your security and your savings. A simple investment that makes your home more attractive, secure, and energy efficient. MTC Door and Finish, 223-0200. Helping you and your home, one door at a time.
Yeah. Welcome back. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR 1460, Community Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567. I have tickets here. Mardi Gras. The Seroptimus International of Reading is having a Mardi Gras on this Saturday, January 26th, from 7 p.m. to 12 midnight. These tickets are like $10 a piece. I have two tickets for this for anybody who wants to go, and you can have a great time there. We're talking music. We're talking dancing. We're talking gambling. Oh, yeah. Gambling. And then after you win all this money in chips, you get to go up and tournament for great, great prizes. And I'm going to take the first phone call here at 605-4567 for these two tickets. You got to be 21 years old to enter. Must be 21. You don't have to tell us how old you are. We're just going to assume that you're 21. And I think the phone has just... Okay, never mind. We've already given away those tickets. Just right then. Okay, let's go on here. You know, when I was talking about Zero Dark 30, and we were discussing it during the break, here's the thing. Torture. No. I'm not condoning torture. That's not what I was talking about. But this, what you see in this movie puts things into perspective of why did we do this? Why was this done? What did it cause? What did it result in? And if anything, it tells you is that, you know, it can't be taken lightly because it does have an effect. It has an effect on the people. One of the main characters goes, I can't do this anymore. He says, I dream of this. And so he was pulled out. And some people, as Bob says, it's a tool in the box, but you can't.
If it becomes too easy, you've just turned into one of the bad guys.
So, you know, this is a really, I don't know what you think about this. You can give us a call and tell us 605-4567. Is torture something that should be a tool in the box? Obama says we are not going to torture people, but frankly, I don't believe him. I believe that things are going on in the world that he knows about, or if he doesn't know about it, it's because he's told him, I don't want to know about this. And there's cutouts in between the whole thing, about this, about waterboarding, about, sleep deprivation, loud noises, humiliation, putting people in, restricted areas, that whole thing. And these places were all over the world, and I think they still are. I think Guantanamo Bay has become a facility that it's where they've gained weight and they have soccer fields and they have all these things that it's not the torture imprisonment that people may have thought it was at all. I've talked to people that have been stationed on it and that's not like that at all. But this, when they looked at it and they said, this is why, this is what it results in, and this is why. And I tell you what, they were searching for answers and it, all the time, explosions, people being killed, because they were trying to break into the network that was causing this. How are they moving the information around? How is the money being moved around? All these things. And they just kept at it, the intelligence community, for all these years until they got it. And you know what? They never once had a photo. They never once had a photo of bin Laden outside. They were 65% sure. That was it. 65, maybe 70% sure on it when they went for it. So anyway. All right.
I think we've been trained by Hollywood to expect these immediate, instant results, and it doesn't work that way. No. It's hard grinding day after day.
Intelligence and intelligence information is you grind and you put together 100 facts and you try and find out what do all these mean. And then you, you know, at the end of it, you might find out, okay, this gives us a picture. But, you know, most of it is this is what we think. You know, that unless you've got a photo and you've got, you know, you've got somebody walking in and you've got photos of them and you're saying, oh, look, we can see this tank moving. If you, as soon as you're trying to try to talk intentions of people, you are now, it is, everything is subjective. And that's the hardest part is if it's subjective and it's what your analysts are there working on it and they've got to come up, they've got to project things. They've got to come up with this is what we think. In our best estimate, this is what we think. And when you have to launch a mission and go on that, that's, you know, that's a lot of, you know, that's a lot of, okay, let's try it. They called SEAL Team 6 the Canaries because we're going to find out what's in there.
No battle plan surviving the first shot and all that?
Well, they didn't. They had a helicopter. They had one of our helicopters crash in the compound. I mean, oops. Yeah, okay, let's keep this quiet. Crash. That was interesting. Anyway, Zero Dark 30. Okay, when we come back, I want to talk about a few things here. I want to talk about the taxes, about just how bad are taxes in the United States. You might be surprised to hear this, but it's based under other things. I want to talk about our troops coming home. We can talk a little bit about, let's talk a little bit about, 49ers.
Niners!
And the Ravens. Two teams on the road. And two brothers going to face each other. They seem like polar opposites too. If you look at their coaching styles,
you look at this. This is a great. This is one of the few Super Bowls I can take an interest in. You got East Coast, West Coast. You got some great ingredients.
Well, you got a. You know, the coach for the 49ers. Is this guy crazy, or is he just is he just so pumped up? Got to take a news break. We'll be right back. Crawl in the Bot. KCNR 1460.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Paul Stevens. Ceremonies now in full swing at the Capitol in Washington for President Barack Obama's second inauguration.
Members of Congress have made their way through the Capitol Rotunda and out to the large elevated stage here on the west front of the U.S. Capitol. This hour, the main event. Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor will preside over Vice President Biden swearing in. Chief Justice John Roberts then will deliver the oath to President Obama. Hundreds of thousands will witness the event. A bundled up crowd now lines the National Mall between the Capitol Dome and the Washington Monument.
Fox Radio's Jared Halpern at the Capitol. The president took the formal oath of office Sunday as mandated by the Constitution. Aides say his address at noon Eastern will stress a tone of national unity. Later today, it's the inaugural parade. And this is a Fox News alert.
The British are coming! The British are coming!
That's right, and Semel Vineyards is bringing the London cabs to the North State. Riding in a British cab is a special treat, and you don't have to go to England to do it. Just call on Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137. Schedule that special trip on the town to your favorite restaurant or a tour of the vineyards. That's the London cabs at Semel Vineyards at 530-474-5546 or First Class Limousine, 530-605-0137.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
If you are running your own business, you already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Vistar Bank. Professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange, we sell emergency food pails, MREs, freeze-dried foods, heirloom vegetable seed packs, and of course, gold and silver coins and bullion, so you can sustain yourself in times of crisis. But just as important as what we sell is what we buy. The Patriot is one of the largest buyers of what is called junk silver. These are dimes, quarters, and 50-cent pieces that were minted in 1964 and prior years. In most cases, those dealers who come in and out of town pay half of what we pay, and we never pay less than spot for your .999 gold and silver coins and bullion. So if you are in need of a little cash, come to the Patriot and let us give you our best quote. Remember, peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth with gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing quality food and emergency supplies in times of distress. Don't pay more and wait weeks for delivery. In Reading, we're located in the Sunset Plaza at 3637 Eureka Way, next to the Round Table. In Chico, we're located at the Safeway Marketplace on East Avenue. In Palisadro, we're in the Holiday Market Center. And in Corning, we're in the Olive Tree Plaza right next to the Safeway. Come to the Patriot and get peace of mind today for less.
Hi, it's Roger Hitchcock, and you're listening to Carl and Linda Bott on KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460 Community Radio for the North State. Good morning. 8:34 in the morning, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue. The gents down there, great haircuts, great prices, take a step back in time. Discounts for veterans and discounts for seniors. What else can I say except that it's man's last stronghold? Good people down there. You just enjoy going in and getting your hair cut. And, you know, Bob, you go down there and get your beard.
Absolutely.
Beard in here.
Spiffy before I went to CES.
You did. And they did a great job. Okay. It's 32 degrees out there.
It's all the way up to freezing.
Yeah. It's all the way up. Okay. Now, in honor of Dr. Martin Luther King, let's talk a little bit about this. It began at 8 a.m. inside the old City Hall right across the street from us at Market and Shasta Streets. There'll be a nationwide bell ringing that's going to take place at 9 o'clock. After that, it's going to be a short walk to the courthouse where a prayer circle will take place at 10 a.m. Then participants will then gather at the corner of Court and Yuba Streets for a march down the street to Martin Luther King Jr. Multicultural Center on Sheridan Street. Brunch will be served at 11 o'clock, followed by a celebration program from noon to 1:30. And if you haven't realized that all federal, state, city, and county officers are going to be closed, banks, schools, and a post office will also be closed today. And good news is that our troops are coming back. They've already started arriving. Our California National Guard's 132nd Multi-Role Bridge Company arrived home just after 1 o'clock yesterday, part of the unit. And they've been deployed to Afghanistan for over a year. And another group of more than 140 soldiers arrived last night. With 11 of them had 11 of the soldiers had received Purple Hearts from injuries during the war. They brought everybody back alive, and the injured were minor injuries from what I was told. So welcome home, my friends. Welcome home, and God bless you. And you've been in our thoughts, and we want to continue with that. Okay, where are we at here? Okay, taxes. You know, we talk about taxes, about how bad taxes are, but we'd have to ask you a question. Where are we in the world when it comes to taxes? Now we're looking at this, they did statistically for, the entire world, and the United States is, the people of the United States are are you gonna live, Bob? You're sitting over there just sneezing. I'm right in the middle of my tax thing here.
Okay, well, taxes make me sneeze.
No, you're allergic to taxes. You know what? We're at 54th of like 110 nations when it comes to taxes. Ah, you say, yes, those rich. Well, okay, the rich are being taxed about 53. And they're number 53 out of 110 nations. But the rich are over, I think this is like over 100,000 or something like this. Or 200,000. Anyway, so we're right kind of like in the middle of the world when it comes to taxation. Except for one thing that they have that we don't. We have, the personal income tax, and we have our sales tax. What most of the world also has is something called the value added tax. See, our taxes do not include the VAT tax, which is another 32% on top of that, of what they pay. And when you look at it, when I talk to people in other countries in Europe, oh yeah, we have a 65% tax rate. I mean, that's income taxes and their sales tax. But then they add on, then they've got another VAT on top of that, value added tax. And when you hear value added tax, that's exactly what it is. They tax everything when it's being made. and all the stages through it. Oh, it's going to be in, you buy that baseball bat. Well, that's, you pay a tax to, you know, to the guys that cut the trees down, guys that make it, guys that transport it, guys that sell it. Value added tax. We haven't hit that yet, but you know what? It has risen its ugly head. Trust me. Value added tax. What's that going to do to the economy? What's that going to do to you? Then there's the thought about, well, you know what? What if we just flat tax and just charge everybody the same? 12% or whatever it is. And it, now who's going to, who could fight that? A flat tax. Or just, how about a national sales tax? That anything you buy, you know, this is what everybody pays and it goes in and no income tax. Flat tax would be no deductions off. So that you have, you buy a house, you get no deduction on it, but then your taxes are lower. This is, you know, this could be something that's very, that is, maybe the time has come. If you look at the tax code, and you, I mean, they, hundreds of pages are added every year. I mean, can you do your taxes, Bob? Maybe you can.
We hire someone.
Yeah, I mean, if you've got a business.
He gets the shoebox and we just say, go for it.
You know, I mean, unless you're a CPA. Or a tax consultant. I mean, how in the heck can you do this? In fact, what we're going to do is probably call in a tax preparer, a CPA, and have them come in and talk to us about taxes, about all the different little things that are going in and out that could cost you money or cost you money big time when they find out that you made a mistake 3 or 4 years down the line. They add in all the penalties on top of that. And it goes from a $400 bill to a $2,000 bill, all because of you put something down wrong. I mean, there's something wrong there when it takes a person that's really bright and that they have to study, they have to get into software, and then they have to it's something that it makes it so difficult that you've got to hire somebody to do your taxes. I don't think in every case you have to. I mean, but if you've got any type of rental properties or any type of business out there at all, I just can't imagine sitting down and trying to do my taxes and understanding it. We'll take a break here. Carl Lindebaugh, KCNR, 1460. Bad Bob, when we come back, I want to be talking about weather.
You got it.
Are you tired of earning less than 0.5% in a money market account, but you want guaranteed returns? If you have $300,000 or more and you want to earn a safe return of at least 4% every year, I have a personal annuity I want to sell. This contract is not available anymore as current interest rates are much lower, but this contract was issued to provide a minimum of 4%. So one savvy investor who wants a minimum of 4% interest guaranteed can purchase this personal annuity. This is no gimmick. The fixed account in this annuity will always pay at least 4% every year. This is only available to one person with at least $300,000 to invest. For more information, contact Tom Wood at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN. We offer other annuities as well, but for one investor with $300,000 or more seeking a minimum 4% guaranteed annual return for this existing annuity contract, call Tom Wood today at 244-7526 or 244-PLAN.
Cassidy's Auto Lube is a local business that's been serving the Reading area for over 30 years. For your next oil change, Cassidy's Auto Lube. They also do transmission flushes, cooling system service, and more, where our trained service technicians are here Monday through Saturday to serve you. In Reading, you can find them on Parkview Avenue off Hartnell on the south side of the Raley's parking lot, and in Red Bluff on Antelope Boulevard next to Holiday Market. Cassidy's Auto Lube would love to add you to their growing list of happy customers. Ready for a change? Cassidy's Auto Lube for your next oil change.
The home of good health in Reading for over 30 years is Orchard Nutrition. You'll love our in-store deli with our no-nitrate meats and fresh roasted beef from the local Lazy 69 Ranch. Bakery fresh bread, and of course, our organic produce washed in our purified water. A part of the Reading community for over 30 years. Family owned and operated for 3 generations. Orchard Nutrition is far more than a health food store. Orchard Nutrition, 221 Locust Street in Reading.
Have you ever served in the armed forces? Were you in the National Guard or a reservist who deployed on active duty? Are you in need of housing, or do you know of a veteran who needs housing? As a veteran, you should know that there are services available for you. drop by the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. until 3 p.m. at the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading. There will be food and refreshments and one-on-one information. The more veterans who know about these services, the fewer will be left behind. We need your help to get the word out. If we can identify 300 veterans who are couch surfing or staying with friends or family or who are homeless, additional housing assistance will be made available for veterans in Shasta County. So we're counting on you to be at the Veterans Hall for the Veterans Housing and Resource Fair on Wednesday, January 30th.
Yeah, welcome back. Carl and Linda Bott. KCNR 1460 is Free Fire Radio. Community Radio for the North State. 530-605-4567. Take your phone calls here. This portion of the show is brought to you by Crown Motors. Stop by and visit Steve Roberts and the crew today at Crown Motors, your local Dodge, Ford, Honda, Nissan, Lincoln, and Ram dealership. You know, let your neighbors make some great deals for you. They've got a great service center. They believe in getting your car back on the road or truck or SUV right away. Make sure it's safe and keep it running. They've got a super selection of new and previously owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. Stop by 555 Cypress Avenue right here in Reading or give them a call at 530-223-2177. That's Reading Crown Motors. You know, one of the things we were talking about, you know, during the break was you found something at the electronics show that actually measures if you're paying attention or not.
Yes, it's a product that it's a new technology, well, relatively new. We've always known about how to read brainwaves off the head and determine what somebody's state is, whether you're paying attention, whether you're in alpha rhythms or any of those. What this device does, rather than put a band on the head, which for a youngster would be very distracting, it's a little armband. And the therapy is that they're watching, in this case, a little dolphin on the screen. And when they're paying attention, the dolphin swims one way. And when their mind is wandering, it swims another way. Well, you say, yeah, big deal. There's two implications here. First of all, being able, for a person who's paralyzed, being able to access and control a computer simply by thinking about it, that's a big deal. I mean, we're talking Firefox, the movie stuff here.
Oh, yeah.
But another aspect is that for a child who's ADHD, it's going to help them retrain their brain to focus. And it's adults, too, because I'm one of those ADD types. But,
no, really?
But I had a listener who heard it, us talking about it on the Boomer Tech show and wrote a very nice letter, and he wants to find out more about it for finding out about the therapy possibilities for his child. So that was a warm fuzzy.
Well, you know, it's true. You know, if we can find out things, you know, with that electronically. Now, at what point does it become too much?
That's the tricky part.
I mean, is there a, you know, I bet I could sell chips, putting chips into kids to probably 50% of the parents out there, if not more, saying that this is a way of keeping, you know, track of them.
Keeping
them and also
safe.
keeping their little medical records in there in case something happened to them. They could just be scanned, but this will keep them safe because if anything did happen, somebody took them. We could then track them throughout, you know, no matter where they went, and we could find them like you can somebody with a cell phone.
Well, the world envisioned in the movie Gattaca. I don't know if you ever saw that movie with Ethan Hawke. And the premise of the movie is that your DNA is checked at the moment of your birth. And if you have a propensity for heart failure or cancer or some disease is going to take you out, you're relegated to a low-class position. You will never achieve anything because you're not going to be worthwhile to the society to educate. So you're stuck in some menial job. It's a fascinating movie.
You know, I think I have
and
seen
it's
that.
It's scary as hell.
Because and this is one of the things that people were saying, that DNA was going to be used by insurance companies to say if you're going to get insurance or not. Because what if you have a propensity to, sickle cell anemia, or there's cancer in your family, or if there is, you know, something else that runs in the family lines. Not if it's not even everybody. Maybe it's just two generations ago. They can still use this to push the amounts up.
Yeah.
No, this is scary. And, you know, there was actually times, they take our DNA once you're in the military. Mm-hmm. And there's reasons for that, especially when you're going into combat, so that it could be there's specks left inside a Humvee.
Yeah.
And you've got to positively ID people. Well, they use your DNA for it. There were some Marines that said, no, you're not going to take my DNA. Well, guess what? yeah, we are, or you're going to get hammered in a court martial and get discharged. Mm. Some of them took the option to get discharged, you know, with less than honorable discharges. But the, you know, the bottom line being is that once you have my DNA, I've lost control of where it goes to. In this case, in the military, they're saying no. I mean, it's in the military. What about the idea of doing the DNA swabs if you're arrested for a felony?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know they do that in California?
They do, and it's a two-edged
not that you're
sword.
Found guilty.
Yeah.
But that you, if you're arrested for a felony, and that could be, what, felony shop, you know, shoplifting, or, you know, it could be a DUI.
And it's justified by saying, well, we could solve all these cold cases, but it's a dangerous precedent. Suddenly you're being investigated for crimes that may never even have happened. But the big database, a lot of the discussions going taking place at CES is this, you know, the big data concept.
Well, what about
convenience
this?
Versus personal freedom?
What if that DNA sample they're using for you, it turns out that your cousin someplace else did a crime, and now they can link. Not that you did it. Okay, not that you did it. But now they've identified the DNA.
They got a lead.
And they've got a lead now. And they go, well, wait a minute, it's not him, but it's somebody in his family. Now they can come in and put the pressure on you. Somebody in your family did this.
Yeah.
And, you know, so the question is how much of that do you have to give up? Do you have to give, you know, and now what they say here in California is once, okay, we're going to swab your mouth, we're going to take your DNA. But if you're found not guilty or the charges are dropped, you can then ask go to the state and say, I want my DNA pulled from your resource base. And 6 months later, or within 6 months, they'll supposedly will destroy that.
Not to sound paranoid, but these, Jay called in with a quick comment about the kid fingerprinting. Sounds real good on the surface. Supposedly you get the fingerprints right there, but if they're done electronically, there is a digital copy of those fingerprints. Where do they go? Who's got them? Who's controlling that? That child could now be tracked for the rest of their life through the database.
Who keeps those naked pictures of you at TSA?
Yeah.
Which, by the way, they said they're pulling all those out because it was too, frankly, it was too invasive. Well, you know what? They were so invasive that the photo itself or the x-ray itself would go into a different room so you couldn't see it. Because the person in there could, I mean, it was that clear.
Yeah.
And so then they went into the stick figures. But now they're pulling all those things, 140 of them out. We've got to take a break here. But you're right. Where does this stuff go to? Okay, you know, my DNA sample that they take in the military, where is it right now? Is it just in the military databases? I'm no longer in the military. Was it destroyed? Or is it just
it
there?
Never
is
goes
it, you know,
away.
I, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it is probably still there in a federal database. Yeah, we'll be right back. Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR 1460.
It took the midnight train going anywhere.
I'm Chuck Kinney. For 15 years, Shasta Gas Propane has been here for you. Owned and operated by my wife Judy and I, we're a family company. We sell propane, and the thing is, we're local and not a big chain. We aren't the biggest, and we'll never claim to be. So what we promise is to give you the best customer service we can. Because when all is said and done, we know that's what separates us from the competition. Shasta Gas Propane. Safety, service, and savings. Give us a call at 365-3793.
Attention all brides, grooms, and families. Sunday, January 27th at 11 a.m., Simpson University presents the Bridal Guide Wedding Show. More than 150 professional vendors. Plan your wedding all in one day, all in one place. Lots and lots of great prizes, including a honeymoon vacation, food tasting, cake samples, DJs, bands, honeymoon travel, and so much more. Just for you on your special day. Plan to attend and meet professionals who can make your wedding day special. For more information, call 223-3868. See you there!
Gun Owners of California United Redding Chapter cordially invites you to attend our fourth annual fundraiser banquet and auction. We have a great opportunity this March 23rd at the Redding Veterans Hall to raise funds and defend our rights. This banquet is packed full of guns, knives, optics, and more. So join in the fun and help defend our rights. For tickets, contact Jones's Fort, 222-3223, or Gun Owners of California, area code 916-984-1400. Raising funds, defending your rights.
Three little words that will change your life forever. You have cancer. You also have choices. At Pace Cancer Center, we believe that the battle against cancer can be fought with a positive attitude, care, and excellent medicine. Dr. Pramila Dhanuka is a board-certified oncologist, and she is offering the highest level of care for cancer patients for over 10 years. At PACE, you'll discover why hundreds of local cancer survivors have chosen PACE Cancer Center for treatment. To learn more about your choices available at PACE Cancer Center, call 247-1425.
So, Chris, second Tuesday in February is at Mazatlan's.
I'm packed and ready to leave.
Not in Mazatlan, at Mazatlan Grill Mexican Restaurant.
I was looking forward to a vacation in Mexico.
Won't you join us Tuesday, February 12th at Mazatlan Grill on Hilltop Drive for some great Mexican food and good company as Mazatlan Grill donates a percentage of their proceeds to Haven Humane Society. It's all about helping the animals and an evening out with friends.
I still need a vacation.
With one spark, hope for many people went up in flames Christmas Day. In the wee hours of the morning, the Good News Rescue Mission on South Market Street caught fire and sustained heavy damage. The time couldn't have been worse. First flooding, then the fire. At a time when the homeless are most in need because of the cold weather. So the mission is in dire need of your help. Go to GNRM.org or search Good News Rescue Mission and click on Donate to see how you can help. Thank you.
Yeah, we won't back down. No, Carl and Linda Bott, KCNR, 1460 Free Fire Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, emergency repairs, emergency calls, or routine maintenance. 32 degrees out there. Is your house warm? Would be if Alliance was there. Give them a call at 530-221-2642. Look at their website, homecomfort.org. Been around since 1992. Martin and his people are good people. They believe in that teach and treating people like it's their own family. And they do great work. Alliance Heating and Air. Okay. Tomorrow we're going to have our representative for the latest veterans. We're having a veterans center open here in Reading. It hasn't opened officially, but it's opening here. We're going to have the gent that heads that up, Ronnie Hunter. Also, the women's refuge are going to come in and talk about the crab feed. That crab feed's pretty soon, like 2 weeks away.
Oh yeah.
You know what? It's, you know, Anderson crab feed is great. In the women's refuge, crab feed is great. But I tell you what, they are, you know, but it's kind of, I kind of feel after I've been there, these crabs died because of my gluttony. But then I don't feel that bad. You know, we get ready for it too. Do you get ready for the crab feeds?
Yeah, we've actually got our little crab feed kit, and this year if we go,
okay, what's in your crab feed feet in your kit?
The crackers, lots of napkins, a big bib, you know, and some little decorations for the table.
I have a poncho. I have a military poncho I wear. I go in, it's camouflaged. I just put it on, and the people around me say, okay, no, I don't go that bad. No,
I just. Oh, it's like the front.
You have your butter warmers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, then you've got to have your crackers. I found something that is better than that. It's these things that you put it into the carapace there, the shell, mm-hmm. and you just pull it across like a can opener, pops it right open.
Ooh.
Better. It's better than a cracker.
Yeah, it doesn't spray the person 3 feet down.
No, you know, and then we all have, do you, every time you open up your crab, do you eat it right then or do you make a pile of crab?
I'm a piler.
Yep. You pile on.
Yeah.
And then when you get a big pile, then you eat it all,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I see people that every time they break one open, they take a bite. I'm going, wait, you can't do that. It just doesn't. Then what do you
eat? Nibblers and pilers.
Yeah, what do you eat along with your crab?
The bread, and the.
No, you know why that's wrong?
It fills you up.
Fills you up. Just throw that bread away. Give it to other people. Let's get serious here. Okay, what else do you eat?
At the crab feed, I'm pretty much in. Okay. I'm pretty much about the crab.
Trish Clark brings pickles. These
really?
Bread and butter pickles. And you know what? It gives a perfect, you know, it's a kind of a, you know, a different taste. It kind of gives you another taste while you're eating the crab. Then you have these pickles that are great.
I will have to try that.
Try that. Bring bread and butter pickles.
Yeah.
These were homemade by the way, by Trish, and they were absolutely great.
Between Trish Clark and her pickles and Norma and her cookies.
Oh my gosh.
You don't have a chance
around here. Anyway, so, and then of course do you have your crab hat?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, you know, you gotta wear your crab hat. You know, when you do, nobody else has a crab hat. I don't know why. 1,000 people in this place, and Linda and I are the only ones with crab hats.
This will be the first time in 4 years if Brenda and I can get our tickets and get down there that we've actually sat down for crab, because in previous years we've done the sound and lighting and stuff. We're taking the year off, and we never got a bite of crab. See, we'd get some chowder, and that was about it.
It's not fair. Okay, I told you, we're having this veteran, the gentleman that's opening this veteran center here. This is the one that's going to, veteran centers like they have in many other places. But what that does, they're going to bring in, our veterans having post-traumatic stress, the mental side of it. They'll have people there. It's going to open up a number of new opportunities for assistance to our veterans with this veteran center here, along with our veterans clinic, along with our Shasta County Veterans Service Officer, along with the veterans home, which now, thanks to the Democrats, finally, were forced into opening up the veterans homes because they got the tax raise.
Do we have a timetable on that?
Well, yeah, I think they're hiring people right now. On the 30th, in fact, we've been talking about it. On the 30th, they're having a job fair out at the veterans home for all types of people. We're going to talk about that tomorrow for sure. But also on that day is we're having two or three things happening all in the space of two or three days. But on the 30th, two things happening, one down at Yuba. Not the Veterans Hall, but also the other one out there at the Veterans Home, a hiring fair out there. So all of this happening, we'll be talking about this. This week is a big week for things that are happening. So
it's like right after the first of the year, everything kicks into high gear.
It does. And we've got more tickets to give away tomorrow. We've got all types of things that are happening. Wow.
Good show.
Yeah, Ruth the Angel will be in here tomorrow, too, be my guest co-host for the day. We're looking forward to that. All right. Just remember, I just watching you move. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Gonna stand my ground.
Fox News is brought to you now on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Top cardiovascular hospital in the nation, Shasta Regional, treating people well.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Sal Giangrasso. Moments ago on the west front of the U.S. Capitol in Washington.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear
that I will faithfully execute.
That I will faithfully execute
the office of President of the United States.
The office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability.
And will, to the best of my ability.
Preserve, protect, and defend.
Preserve, protect, and defend
the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, Mr. President.
The ceremonial swearing-in of President Obama by Chief Justice John Roberts. The president was officially sworn in 24 hours ago at the White House. The president's inaugural address is on now. For more about that, let's go live to the Capitol. Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern.
Inaugural addresses are traditionally calls for unity. President Obama doing just that, setting the Declaration of Independence, adding, "When times change, so must we." The theme of the ceremony is faith in America's future and organization.